Так, Рукон!
Dance leader Wayne Carlick calls more than 30 people to the celebration main stage. Their children, adults, and elders, clad in button blankets, beaded vests, and carved and woven hats. Some wear Chilkat blankets, others wolf hides. Taku Kwan, or Taku People Dancers, came to celebration from Atlin, British Columbia, about 90 miles northeast of Juneau. Carlick says it started about 10 years ago when young people began asking about their culture. Before this group, there was another, the Children of the Creator.
That dance group actually inspired our parents to join the dance group, and eventually we became the Taku Kwan dancers. And so our children were always a part of it, and they're the ones that actually started us to get busy and make our regalia and do all this stuff for our people.
It was a cultural revival, not unlike recent decades' resurgence on this side of the border. Both share some history, as in Alaska, Canada's residential schools practiced what many called aggressive assimilation. The aim was to destroy traditions.
Nobody really danced for a long time because we didn't know about our culture. There were elders that were silent because of the schools that we went to. And to try and break through all of that and just say, this is who we are, nothing's going to get in the way from it, because no matter what you do to us, we are here now.
The Taku people have close ties to the Juneau area. Louise Gordon is spokesperson for the Taku River Tlingit First Nation.
It happened over a period of time. We actually migrated from the Taku down to Douglas Island, where the food was.
She says some of the Taku Kwan dancers performing at Celebration are from Douglas or Juneau.
That's why the wolves are a part of our dance group, because they were originally Yanyeti people from the Taku River, but they decided to stay in Juneau, and we decided to move inland. So the celebration gives us an opportunity of reconnecting with our families.
Gordon credited Carlick for the dance group's size and success. The former residential school student was given carving tools by elders in the 1990s. Carlick took those to Vancouver, B.C., where he studied, practiced, and became a master carver.
He actually came back into the community and inspired the whole community. He's actually had something to do with each and every one of our blankets, and I was witness to see him make 40 drums in 1 month. That's more than one a day.
That's amazing. How were you able to do those so fast?
Well, we just get everybody involved, pretty much. You're always trying to have more hands involved in it, because same thing as learning about our regalia, learning about the spiritual part of our, you know, and the connection to it. I think it's all a part of it. The drum is part of it. The shoes we wear, the clothing we wear, all become part of who we are. It's almost like our second skin.
Inland Tlingits have their own regional cultural gathering every other year. Called Hakusteyi, it's held in Teslin in the Yukon, another Tlingit population center. Carlick says such events help maintain traditions.
This is our Olympics. This is the biggest of the dances, the biggest of the groups, the best groups in the world are here at Celebration.
Three other Canadian dance groups performed during this month's celebration. Two were from Whitehorse, the Yukon's capital city, and one was from Surrey, near Vancouver, B.C. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Ed Schoenfeld.